From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Recently I've been taking time to catch up on current trends in amateur radio. The software radio is a logical evolution in electronics. More and more computing power is being focused in dedicated ICs for the commercial and military markets. For the hobbyist, the implementation can be with simple hardware and free software on the shack PC. Whilst relaxing in front of the TV, the mind started on a train of imagination as a result of a segment on intelligent prostheses. As the demands of war injuries have spurred research, new artificial limbs with functions controlled by body nerve pulses are achieving remarkable results for the users. Even during the 8-bit computer era, speech recognition was a topic of great interest. The reported developments in military avionics with speech recognition put some awesome capacity before the multitasking combat pilot. Studies into artificial intelligence spurred by the robotics enthusiasts are producing interesting algorithms for the development of independently operational machines. And so what does this have to do with amateur radio? It seems that innovation stirs the mind of many amateurs, and all these streams of development could make the ultimate contest station. Imagine keying CW with thoughts alone. Telling the rig what band and mode to operate would make it the greatest "look mum, no hands" experience. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. I'm Roger, VK4BNQ from the Gympie Communications and Electronics Group. In the northern Gympie region, tune in to the news at 9am on 146.8 MHz and to the south on 146.85 MHz.
The CQIRA first annual weekend away at Coolwaters Holiday Village on the Capricorn Coast was a complete success. Many thanks go out to all those who were involved in organising the festivities for the weekend. Thanks to Jason, VK4FJGS, three fox hunts were held on the Saturday and were thoroughly enjoyed by both the participants and the spectators. A trophy was presented to Graham, VK4NFZ, who had the most points after three hunts and is currently leading the CQARA fox hunts for 2011 in points. A bag auction was held on the Saturday night, which was very successful in raising funds for the CQARA and providing enjoyment for all involved. Many laughs were had by all, and the weekend concluded on the Sunday with everyone heading for home completely exhausted. I'm Adam, VK4MTJ, on behalf of the Central Queensland Amateur Radio Association, Incorporated.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Brisbane area, it can be heard on 1843 kHz using amplitude modulation. I'm Terry, VK4 Alpha, Alpha Tango.
This is Alan, VK4 FABR, with an update from the Ipswich and District Radio Club. Derek, VK4 MIA, has resigned from the position of president of the club effective October 25, 2011. This also means Derek is no longer contest manager for the Jack Files Memorial Contest. All emails, websites, etc. are now controlled by the club secretary, Darren, VK4FVRX, who now has access to the incoming logs for the contest. The contest manager, VK4WIP, and the email address for all log submissions remains the same and will be honoured and handled by the secretary and committee of the Ipswich and District Radio Club. Paul, VK4FPDW, has also stepped down from the position of club vice president. Members should check the club website, vk4wip.com, for the date and time of the next business meeting.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Castledine in North Brisbane, it is transmitted on 7.130 MHz, following the national WIA News 9 a.m. Sundays. I'm Paul, VK4, Bravo Golf Tango.
Good day again from the Atherton Tablelands. This is Dale, VK4DMC, for the Tablelands Radio and Electronics Club, Trek in far north Queensland. Last weekend, Trek took part in the CQ Worldwide SSB contest in the club category. Four members were involved: Jeff, VK4BOF, John, VK4TL, Stuart, VK4SDD, and Dale, VK4DMC. Members operated from their respective home QDH, and the individual scores were tallied together and submitted as a club score to the CQ Worldwide organisers. The total claimed Trek score was 575,282 points. The contest went for 48 hours, so copious quantities of coffee and other refreshments were the order of the day. Individual scores were as follows: Jeff, 131,066 points on 2015 and 10 metres. John, 32,370 points on 15 metres. Stuart, 158,046 points on 2015 and 10 metres. And Dale, with 253,800 points on 80, 40, 2015 and 10 metres. This was the first time that Trek had taken part as a club in the CQ Worldwide contest, and it is hoped that next year more members will become involved and boost the club score. It was simply amazing to see the band spring into life at 0001 UTC, with many rare countries being activated. Well, that's your lot for this week. Once again, don't forget to visit the Trek website at www.treclub.org.au for club information. And you can also download the latest monthly club news in Trek News. Past issues are also available on the site. This has been Dale, VK4DMC, and you're listening to the WIA News. Travel well.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Wide Bay Burnett District, it's relayed on 146.800 MHz, VK4 Romeo Bravo Uniform, Mount Gananamon, following the WIA National News Service at 0930 Australian Eastern Standard Time each Sunday. From the Maryborough Electronics and Radio Group, I'm Ray, VK4 TPT.
Q News. We've reported, you decide.